Hello and welcome to the program, We Are Selling. My name's Lee Woodward of Realtair, the home of Pitch, Sign and Sell. Today's tip is in the area of cutting to the chase with your phone calls. Quite often we try and break the ice, have I caught you to a good time? But I think in today's world, they just want you to get to the point, and that point's of interest, we can move through that phone call. Meeson Agency is a great company that's been servicing the real estate industry and also providing a call service to agents. And the director, John, joins me from there today. John, welcome aboard.
Thank you very much for having me.
John, just tell us about the agency and what you're doing on phone calls for real estate businesses.
We've been around since 2019 now, and I started it after a stint in the industry myself, wanting to give agents an outsourced option that was local, onshore, and sounded like we were sitting within your office making the calls. So our team can do anything from cold calling all the way up to inspection follow-up calls, and we've sort of been doing anything in between as well. But the ultimate goal really to, you know, it's a customer service type call and to book more appraisals and help with buyer management.
John, let's get into our tip. You mentioned off air about cutting to the chase and getting to the point. What can you share with our listener on this one?
Yeah, absolutely. So especially during COVID, we found that, while people were answering their calls, not everyone wanted to be disturbed with a cold call about something to do with property, especially. It's been oversaturated for a very long time. If they're not familiar with you or your brand, or especially if you're not necessarily the recognized person making the call, for example, an assistant or someone like our team, then it was always better just to cut straight to the point. The difference between cutting straight to the point and sounding rude or abrupt always came down to tone, so how you delivered that initial introduction. But we didn't drag it on too long. We found the ultimate reason for the call and sort of at least got through that introduction first, and then it opened up into a conversation after that. But you had to match people's tones as well. There was no point in dragging it on just for the sake of it.
John, can we perform one of those phone calls? I'll be the receiver, the consumer. Let's say it's an open for inspection callback. Ring, ring, hello.
Oh, hi, is this Lee?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Lee. It's John calling on behalf of Smith Real Estate. How are you?
Very well.
Very, very good. Look, I know it was a little while ago that you came through one of our open homes at 123 Gordon Grove. Just a really quick call. That property obviously sold a couple of months ago, but now we're just wanting to see if there's still people in the market. What did you do with your property plans? Lee, did you end up purchasing something or were you still in the market?
We actually put it all on the back burner and didn't do anything. So we're still where we are and we didn't find somewhere else.
Oh, perfect. So you're still perhaps looking for something, maybe something that we could help you with?
Yeah, John, we talk about it, but it just all got too hard. They were selling so fast.
Yeah, they were. They definitely were. Oh, what were you looking for, Lee?
We're looking for something in Hawthorne, a little bit smaller than what we've got now, probably up to about 1.5.
Perfect. And in regards to your own property, what are you in right now?
We're in a four-bedroom. It needs renovating and we don't want to do that renovation. That can be somebody else's. So that's the reason we thought we'd do the shift now.
Perfect. Is it sort of worthwhile maybe getting one of the agents to come past, give you an indication of what that could sell for in this market, and then at least it'll give you a better indication in terms of your borrowing power, your purchasing power when you do go to look for something else?
Yeah, that couldn't hurt.
Yeah, perfect. Why don't we book something in for, say, late next week? I think one of our agents will be in the area around then.
Yep, that's fine.
Great. And in regards to your own property, I'll jot that down. And if anything pops up that fits that criteria, I'll send you a quick email. We'll give you a quick call and let you know about it.
Out of dialogue. John, absolutely fantastic. Nice natural tone. I think it's good. It was an on-behalf call, sure. Whereas when the agent's doing it, they can sound a bit rushed. When we talk about tonality, tempo and pace, what advice could you give to our listeners there?
Whatever your tone is or however you speak, you need to integrate that as part of your call. Especially when you're a young guy, and I learned this myself, nothing sounds worse than when you're trying to put on an older voice or just a voice that doesn't fit your own natural way that you speak. So I think the first thing would be make sure you sound natural, make sure you sound like yourself, because it's very easy to have a conversation when you're just talking like Lee or John's talking like John. But then the second thing is be confident in what you're saying. Make sure that before you start your calls, if you've sort of got your script written down on a piece of paper, you're confident in what you're saying, what you're asking, and really have in the back of your mind all the possible different scenarios that this conversation can go down, and a confident answer to whatever someone's going to ask you. Nothing, I think, kills a call, especially a cold call, than a lack of confidence when you're speaking. The umming and the ahhing and the uncertainty, it just, it screams I guess, weakness, for lack of a better word.
And John, just for those people that want to have the service done for themselves, and they may be an agent who just can't get to their established clients or just their general follow-up, how do they get hold of you and how does that work?
Yeah, so they can either jump on our website, which is messonagency.com.au, email me at john@messonagency.com.au, or sort of get in contact. Maybe perhaps we can put my number up or something like that. We do have three different packages, light, classic, and cold, and they essentially provide you with a few different variations on our overall service, which is having our team call on behalf of your company. Again, a customer service type call with the intention of hopefully booking more appointments and qualifying your leads even further.
Excellent. Well, John, thanks for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you in the future.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Lee.